Yo, what do you do, Epic Fam? What's poppin'? So welcome to another memoir. It's the 29th of December 2023. The year is almost over. Maybe I'll do a different episode talking about, you know, just how the year went, wrapping it up, all that good stuff. But right now, this is just like a regular entry. I just carried some heavy bottles up 3 flights of stairs, maybe 4 flights of stairs. And it feels good. My day was feeling a little drab and boring, but physical activity is nice. So it's something that I've actually learned to enjoy. So here's a fun thing. I started watching a documentary on Netflix some time ago about longevity. And in that documentary, one of the towns or villages they were looking at was uphill. And the narrator kind of stated one of the main reasons why people in this area live long is because they have a lot of physical activity, like walking, you know, climbing things, lifting things up and down, not even necessarily heavy things, but just a decent amount of, you know, controlled stress. And that completely reframed for me how I approach, you know, quote unquote stress in my life, because modern civilization and modern society is built to make life as comfortable as possible, right? So you have a building with, you know, 3 flights of stairs or 4 flights of stairs, there has to be a lift. And people walk up to the bottom floor and they're like, oh, there's no lift. And, you know, for some weird reason, they're like, they're not into it just because there's no lift. And they're complaining. But once I understood that actually living upstairs and regularly climbing the stairs can actually have like really huge health benefits, it no longer became a thing that I was dreading. It became a thing that every single time I did, I almost weirdly appreciated, because now I'm like, oh, okay, sweet. This thing actually has some benefits to me. And I think generally that's a really important lesson in framing, because your ability or willingness to enjoy certain things and not enjoy others is oftentimes rooted in the perceived benefits or disadvantages involved with doing that thing, right? So if you are somehow able to understand the real benefits of doing something and potentially put your mind on that whilst going through the activity, it just makes it more enjoyable. So yeah, so that was just a quick thought, you know, something I kind of experienced. So my day was kind of going a little annoying and drab. I don't know why. I'm just emo. I had an incredible day yesterday though. So that's a good pick me up. And actually this podcast is even a good pick me up, because when my mind is kind of all over the place, simply, you know, talking out loud helps, which is sort of what this podcast has turned into, this memoirs. So what's happening with life? I'm a dad. Yay. yeah, I'm a three-day-old dad. Just had a baby girl, lovely girl. So we're getting into like a really interesting phase of life. We're still adjusting. It hasn't been crazy though. It's been actually great, because the grandmother is here. So she's kind of made managing things a little easier. Things are not too crazy just yet, but it's still like a transition and it still needs like getting used to. But overall, I think it's exciting. I'm kind of curious to see how that impacts our lives moving forward, because different people have different ideas about, you know, this is what happens if you become a parent, right? It's like, oh, your life is over, and they have all these crazy things, most of which are kind of true in different ways for different people. But I remember we getting closer to this period and I was telling my wife that actually, like, I'm not buying that hype, right? Because when we're getting married, people had very similar stories of, oh, this is what the experience is going to be like. You know, your life is over, yada, yada, yada. And I think sometimes all these things are exaggerated versions of the truth, but my own experience didn't end up like that. So I'm always very cautious to take somebody else's lived experience as my reality. Because if you don't take time, you can actually now start reenacting that or looking out for things that doesn't exist simply because you are expecting it to happen. So it almost becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So second thing here is, you know, as far as the baby is concerned, becoming a parent, it's like, don't take somebody else's lived experience as the entire truth. Try to find the truth in that, but, you know, just stay, I don't know what word to use. Stay alert, think for yourself, think through things, question things, and Make sure you are observing your experiences as objectively as possible and not just trying to reenact somebody else's version of their experience because that's what they told you, right? So yeah, that's the second thing. Third thing is getting into January, like in a few days, I'm actually planning to launch three different things. So one is it's a personal development conference. I haven't seen anything like it in Ghana. It's exciting. It's going to be virtual. I wish it could be physical, but there's just not enough time and resources for that. So I'm going to do a virtual. I'm excited about it. I think it could be fun. I am going to go all in on it because that's one of the tenets for the year, which is, you know, either give it 100% or don't start, right? Because I tend to do a lot of things partially, not on full speed. But this year, I'm like, hey, actually, either I'm going to take this thing all the way seriously and, you know, market it like I'm a madman and make sure it gets to as many people as possible, or I just don't do it. So personal development conference is called StartConf. I'm excited about that. So that's definitely going to happen. Second thing I'm launching is a business masterclass around branding. This is one of many to come. It's a test I'm kind of running. So my hypothesis is teaching people can actually lead to you closing, you know, deals easier. I did that with creatives and it worked. And I'm like, hey, why don't you do this for businesses as well? I don't see a lot of people using that as a tool of sales here. So I want to try it out. Everything is ready to go, quite honestly. Yeah, the site is up. Promo video has been shot. Registration is set up. I think I just need to make a few tweaks to the marketing graphics and then we should be ready to go. I'm just trying to decide, should I start publicizing that now or should I wait till like January? You know, because it's the festive season and all, but maybe it might be smart to just put it out right now because, hey, who cares? We'll still keep advertising all the way through to the day, like the week off. So I'm pretty stoked about it. I think it's going to be fun. I haven't written the content though. but you know, it's no biggie, man. Like, this is stuff that I love, stuff that I think I've learned and I've experienced. So it's a matter of like a few days to structure the content and make sure it works. So start calling for the business masterclass. And I'm also doing the Creative Business Accelerator Pro. I kind of canceled out the main Creative Business Accelerator program because I've decided that if I'm going to do something for sale, it has to be high ticket, right? So, and here's a quick tangent on that. When you're small, you don't have the capacity for scale, right? That's what being small means, right? It's like you're not able to do things at a really, really large volume. And typically, there are two ways to make money. Either you are doing something at a large volume and charging small for it, or you're doing something at a very small volume and charging really high for it. When you are small, when you're just beginning at the start, or even not even just the beginning, when you are small in general, it's actually smarter to go for premium instead of trying to go for price. So realizing that I am small, one, and that I love paying attention to details and I love putting out a certain quality of work, I realized that it's more beneficial to me to actually work on projects that are high tickets, that are, you know, on the more premium side of things as opposed to trying to do things that are affordable. And I think it's a conclusion I've come to painfully, but trying to get involved in a lot of affordable projects and realizing that it just doesn't suit my style. So I'm going to be the premium guy. I'm going to be the, I'm not necessarily the affordable guy. I'm going to be the guy that does stuff for people who have the money and want a certain guarantee and want a certain quality, right? So for those purposes, I am canceling CBA itself for this year. I'm not launching that program the way I did last year, but I'm going to launch the CBA Pro, which is a higher tickets coaching program. I'm still trying to decide what the price is going to be, but that's the third thing I'm going to launch, right? So hopefully I get to do that this year. Next couple of weeks, actually. Maybe I need to finish that deck today. We'll see. Now, the reason I'm kind of sharing all that stuff is going into 2024, I have decided to embrace the things that I shy away from because I think other people would judge me for it, right? I love teaching. I love coaching. But, you know, some of the people I follow online makes it sound like it's a low status thing, and I believe that, right? So I've been stopping myself from fully engaging in that and almost feeling guilty and ashamed that that is what I have to do or that is what I want to do. Not even have to do. I don't have to do it because I'm doing other things right now. And I can just keep doing those things. But that's not what I want to do, right? And if I could actually do them in a way that makes me earn money, why not do it, right? Why not get that thing done? Yeah, so like 2024, I think the one thing that I definitely want to embrace is one, shameless marketing of anything I put my mind to and anything I decide to put out. So I'm either going to market it like crazy and do it in a way that I'll be proud of, or I don't do it at all. But two is also just leaning into the things that I really want to do. And one of the statements that I wrote down a couple of months, no, actually early in December, over and over again, is follow your bliss, right? Because I don't think I do that enough. I don't think I really follow the things that I want to do. And even if I do try to follow them, I don't go all in. I'm usually like just dipping my toes. So yeah, it's about following my bliss, about going all in. And one of the things that I've really been scared about is like, oh, I'm going to confuse people. You're doing so many different things. You're spreading yourself too thin. Yeah, maybe. But I think I'm still very much in an exploratory-ish type of phase. Actually, it's not even that exploratory because I've explored a number of different things. So I think I am exploiting a smaller subset of things, which could then possibly help me focus. But fundamentally, when I look at it, it's the same thing across board. I love teaching. I love gathering people. I love talking about ideas. And I think those three things are things that I enjoy doing. And in the ideal world, I get paid to do them, right? Yeah, so I think 2024, I'm really trying to work through my own inhibitions, my own, you know, doubts and negative self-talk and my own bad habits of holding myself back and, you know, telling myself that I'm not enough and just going for the things that I want to do and suspending the need for those things to be immediately financially profitable. That's another huge one that I think holds me back a lot. It's like this need and desire to have everything be substantially profitable when you start. I think that's something that I really need to work on. It doesn't have to be so. Things need time to grow, and you need to play the game of growing something whilst making a living from another, right? So I think, yeah, if you combine those three things, suspending my belief, my expectation for things to be immediately financially viable, you know, going all in on myself and following my bliss, I think I could do some pretty interesting stuff and end at some pretty amazing results if I do that, right? So yeah, that's what's up right now. I've got a bunch of things to do to wrap up the year, but we'll see. Life is kind of different right now, but I'm excited for 2024, I think. I'm also going to be turning 30, which is amazing, actually. So yeah, generally, I'm pretty excited, stoked for it, looking forward to, you know, the ups and downs of the things that are going to happen, and trying to have an attitude of excitement around everything and leaning into the things that energize me and bring me some sense of fulfillment and finding ways to make those profitable. I think that's the game. And I'm saying this here on this podcast. I think at the end of 2024 to early parts of 2025, I think I want to be paid more. I want more of my income to come from teaching and coaching and talking rather than doing design work. Yeah, like I want most of my income to come from strategy. I want to get paid for my thinking, essentially. I want to get paid ridiculous amounts of money for my thinking. I think, if possible, the idea would be even in Q3 or Q4 of 2024, make at least 100,000 cedis from, you know, teaching and coaching. That would be like the sweet thing if I could, you know, lock that in. Actually, that 100,000 cedis is small, maybe 200, 300, but you get the idea, right? So I think that would be a good goal, actually. I haven't written any goals for 2024, surprisingly. I have projects, but I don't have any actual goals. But yeah, I think I want 50%, no, maybe 30, 40% of my income to come from my thinking. I want to get paid for thinking this year more than anything else. So maybe that should be my only goal, actually. My only big goal. I'm going to have a bunch of tiny ones. I can't not have them. Like, I want to do music. But I think I want to get paid more for my thinking than anything else this year. And that's a goal. So that's all I got for today. I hope you are having a fantastic December. And I hope you actually, rejuvenating, planning your year, reflecting. That's a big one. I hope you're reflecting. Because I think, I'm just, another tangent, a bunch of people are going to run into 2024 with writing a lot of new goals. But I think the most important thing you can do is reflect, take stock of where you are, and just do a good retrospective before you actually run into doing a bunch of different things. I don't think we do that enough. I don't think we reflect enough. So take some time to reflect this season. take stock of where you are and then set the goals for where you need to be and make sure that you're actually thinking through these things properly. So yeah, that's all I have for today. I hope you're staying epic. And until I see you in the next one, continue to do, my friend. Cheers.